Hello Leo, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, March the 11th and the whole week ahead. Well, there's going to be a full moon tomorrow, and of course that links the moon with the sun in an opposition. So it's quite difficult, it's febrile, it could go any way. But if there's going to be a problem, then it will manifest through money. So check that your finances are all in order. And here's your Sunday stars. So there's a full moon now in your financial house. You can look it up in my book, You Can Change Your Life. It's your second house of money and cash. Full moons mean the end of a cycle, the end of a chapter, the end of a regime. And so for you, it means the next 2 weeks you need to really look into your cash and personal economy. And if you need to make changes, then now is the ideal time to do it. Here's your Monday stars. I love it very much that Mercury has moved into Aries, and so should you as a Leo. Mercury in Aries puts it in your ninth house of travel and opportunity, and that is good. It means that through travel you find opportunity. So over the next few weeks, whether you're planning a trip for a vacation or for business and work, doesn't matter. The whole point is by travelling, you will find and create opportunity. And here's your Tuesday stars. The moon's in Libra today, and for you as a Leo, that's quite nice. But there is a word of warning. You need to be with certain people today. And I'll tell you the types you need to be with. Successful people is very good, but also people who have a sense of humour. You need to surround yourself with people who bring joy, who make you smile, because then you'll get the best out of them as they will you. Here's your Wednesday stars. The moon in Libra isn't a bad placement for you to begin with. However, things might deteriorate as the day goes on because there's a very angry feel to the latter part of the day. That means don't deal with anybody who gets your back up. If you've got anything to do, then make it earlier on in the day. And tonight, well, perhaps it's a good day to stay in and do your hair. Here's your Thursday stars. I like today's stars. I mean, especially if you need to sort out a home or family situation that's been on the edge of bubbling over and becoming a torment, tempestuous. You don't need a furore in your life, and lucky enough, the moon and Neptune are ideal to come in and pour oil on troubled waters, which is what you should do today. Here's your Friday stars, a most difficult aspect between the sun and Saturn. The sun for you is in the sign of Pisces, that's your eighth house, and is squared by Saturn in Sagittarius, your fifth house. There's no love lost is what this aspect means. And it's not just today, but the next few days. It's going to flush out any ill feeling. And if at any time you feel insecure or a relationship isn't working, it's really going to come to light now. But the only word of warning I'll give you, don't turn something into a problem where none actually exists. This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.